Time now for our Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. We're joined by Jake Bennett, Newton Girls coach. As Newton Girls Friday night go down to Appella and lose by a score of 45-32. Jake, thanks for joining us. Overall, better effort against the Dutch than the first time around.
Yeah, absolutely. And these two games that we just played this week, DCG and Appella, it was a good way for us to be able to test, you know, how far we've come since the first time we played them. So, you know, first time we played DCG is 50 points. Got that down to 19. First time we played Appella was 27. Basically got that down to 13 tonight. So starting to see some things kind of pick up. We just got to see offensively get some shots to go in and just take care of the ball a little bit during the press.
Yeah, that seems to be the bugaboo here lately is the offense. I think back to those 50-some-point games. It's nice to see one of those again.
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah, it's just being able to take care of the ball and then being able to execute and transition a little bit too. So, you know, when Pella plays or, you know, any team plays a press, they try to speed us up. The game moves a little bit faster, but it also takes away our half-court offense too. You know, we try to break the press and try to get quick looks, and sometimes that's not always the best thing. So we got to probably take a little bit more time to bring it back, set some things up. You know, our sets were working tonight, and so we just didn't have opportunities to really get into that.
Yeah, I didn't think we had too many turnovers tonight against the press. I don't know.
No, I don't think turnovers really came against the press tonight. It was more just half court, you know, things like travels, jump balls, things like that.
Yeah, so Alex Jarvis, a good night shooting from the outside, and thought she put a little spark into the team there a little bit as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she's a captain for a reason, and we look, you know, our true teammates look up to her as far as defensive effort especially. She'd be the first one to tell you that she doesn't go in expecting to be the leading scorer or anything like that. Her role is to play defense against the best people on the team, and that energy kind of translates to everyone else, and because of that, you know, her teammates do a good job picking up where that left off, and everyone else then therefore goes and plays really hard basketball. So fun to watch.
I kind of think of Alex as the big sister on the team, you know. When they get pushed around a little bit, she'll come in there and kind of fight for them.
That's
a little
true.
Bit.
I mean, she's had a black eye, a broken nose, she'll do anything.
Yeah, definitely. Well, again, you know, much better effort here. The team keeps growing and learning. And you got another trip down here to Pella to take on Pella Christian coming up next Tuesday. It'll be the second of your road trip here. Your thoughts as the season kind of winds down now?
Yeah, you know, it's fun to be able to see a ton of growth from the, you know, obviously last year. I just think of how much growth the girls did all around, and we have the majority of all those girls back, and to see the growth even from the first, you know, possession of the year to now, to be able to just kind of see how far they've come and try to find an identity, especially defensively. It's just really cool to see, and we're playing our best defensive basketball right now. Offensive stuff will come when it comes, and we'll try to get that in game plan and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of games, it comes, you're in games based off of defense and being able to limit points. And so we're playing our best basketball defensively right now, and it's good to see that and be able to fine-tune those things, especially when we come to the last 2 weeks of the regular season and we start playoff time. So, you know, we just keep praising effort, praising physicality. And then, like I said, we'll game plan and shots will fall. We have confidence in our girls to be able to get the ball in the hoop. So when those start falling, special things can happen for this team.
Something else that struck me here is before the game even start, you're out here warming up, and you got five girls over here warming up, and they look like they have about 15.
Yeah, no, so that's a battle we're facing right now, and that's okay.
Can you see some growth at the lower levels in interest in the program?
You know, that's the goal. And we've had our youth stuff that we've kind of done over the last year. We've kind of had some summer camps and stuff. So I know in October we had around 100 girls who were fourth, maybe third through sixth grade. Over 100 girls that were going to camp.
That's the future right there, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to see those girls kind of be able to maybe fill the gaps. But I know it's a statewide thing. It's not just a Newton thing. So, we'll just do the best with what we can right now, and it's great experience for our freshman girls to be able to get in the game right now and prepare them for, because they're going to be the majority of the team next year too. So
definitely want to give you a chance to say a shout out before we wrap up the season too. I don't want to your assistant coaches do a good job for you. Kind of want to mention those and talk a little bit about all the work that they put in.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and you're absolutely right. And I take zero credit in what we're doing. You know, the girls are,
well, no, you got
to. No, I mean, the girls play super hard. They have to make those decisions, and our coaches do a fantastic job. Big roles during practice, being able to game plan, being able to execute things, and that sort of thing. So, you know, I would say probably the best group of assistant coaches, at least in the conference. So, I'm very lucky, very, very fortunate. These girls know that too, and it's just fun to have a coaching staff so that's all on board and very knowledgeable of the game, has a lot of expertise. You know, I think on our coaching staff, we literally have grades kindergarten through high school, some collegiate level too, of all that experience being able to go and have some of those expertise. So it's very fun to have.
Yeah, you got Tom Vanderlaan, Elizabeth Horn, Chris Didell, and Dan Sibula joining you. And I know Tom's been with the program for a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I coached with Tom and Chris when we were on the boys' side too. So
okay.
it's fun to be able to kind of have that, that camaraderie
nice.
With them too.
Nice.
So, yep.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for joining us. Best of luck against Pella Christian coming up Tuesday night. And keep plugging away.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Jake Bennett joining us here on the Coach's Corner powered by Hy-Vee.